wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
Guys, did anybody have lamb chops on the weekend?
Yeah, we can.
Just get them from a reliable source, please, okay? We're still looking for, what's the sheep's name?
Banksy.
That's it.
Banksy. Phil, tell everybody what happened.
So there was a sheep that paints, known as the world's first sheep ever that paints, whose paintings fetch up to 40,000 rand each, has gone missing this year. And Animal Sanctuary out in Franschhoek, they've offered around $1 million reward.
That's the most expensive lamb chops ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if people come with lamb chops and say, hey, here's Banksy.
Where's my money?
That's wow. Wow. That's next level. That's just, I mean, you know. You think, for 5 kilo back.
Sorry.
Lamb chop back. Shame. Shame. I was saying that, how do you know? How do they know which one? I mean, because, like, let me be honest. The sheep's not going to split on you, right? It's not going to say anything. It's not actually going to say a word. If you just take a random sheep and go, hey, I think this is the one. I think it's taken a sabbatical. I'm not going to paint for a while. We've had words, and bangs, he's not going to be able to paint for a little while. He or she's in shock at the moment. But I'll collect the reward, and then all the best with that. Because how? Imagine examining and going, no, that's definitely not. I can tell. Banksy's got a tattoo on the right arm.
gaan moeilik wees. Maar ek dink mense gaan hulle kansse vat, Ryan.
That's the thing.
Vir 1.2 miljoen rand. Come on. Ek het amper 'n search party by mekaar gestel.
But
let's go.
For $1 million, I'm surprised people aren't in massive groups going to round up sheep.
Ja.
Can't we get an identikit for this?
Guys, the vegans are going to come for us.
Have you seen... you know when someone goes missing, then the police do an identikit? The little sketch artist coming in the picture of the sheep's head. It looks like this. Ah, yes.
You look like it's a shame.
I know. No, guys, I'm seriously, I'll put a sheep in my bucky for $1 million.
I'm a lump.
If you saw a sheep... walking from where? From Franschhoek.
Yes.
If you saw an abandoned sheep walking towards town, that might be Banksy.
If it has a paintbrush in its mouth, definitely Banksy.
Shame. Please return Banksy. Uno, on the N2 with sheep in it.
Yes, there was a report. Uno was pulled off the N2, and this guy had like 4 or 5 live sheep in it. I'm just trying to imagine the smell.
Oh, you imagine, what was it doing? What was it doing with the...
It was an Uber. Uber.
Sheep Uber. It was a little, the date night. It was a book club. I wonder what happened to that. Because anybody knows, can help us with the story about the Uno that was recently pulled over with a sheep in it.
Not that recent, Ryan.
It was this a while back? No, then it won't be the sheep we're after. By the way, let's play this. This is what makes me think when I think of Banksy. May Banksy find a new home, and hopefully not on a bright grid. Now, okay, I really do love animals. So much so that I am emceeing the SPCA, Cape of Good Hope's SPCA's luncheon next week. That's how much I really enjoy animals and pets. But I do tend to feel stronger sometimes about bigger things. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, you know, not if you... really are concerned about like missing children or missing family, you know, members.
Yeah, you know, all of us have our different priorities and references and all of that. So, yeah, and there's place for all of us under this beautiful sun.
I love this place under the sun. And, yes. and if you do have the sheep, please return the sheep. Not for the money, but the sheep wants to carry on. It wants to paint. It wants to live a life. I mean, it's a beautiful place, Franschhoek. It's wonderful. Stunning. I would never want to leave there with the sheep.
The animals are really good. Next level there in Franschhoek.
They really are. They paint. I'm just really happy. I'm really happy that no one's taken Percival the pig plumber.
South Africa's newest breakfast show.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.